All right, hello everyone, and we are deep within our prep week, wrapping up week number one. And so I wanted to take some time to check in with you here with this recording and talk about some principles of what makes the List program really work at its most optimized. And first, I just want to emphasize some priorities of where we are at. At this point, you should have given your list several passes over at this point. Ideally, you have shared it with another person or another participant in the course to get their feedback on. If you haven't, make a post in the Slack channel and just request that someone, you know, take a few minutes to take a look at your list. I know at least one person that'll definitely respond to that. But basically where we're at right now is we want to be doing an ecology check where we're looking at next week, next Monday, when our habit tracking is going to be starting and when we're really going to start working all together to help each other get on top of our projects and such. And so as I'm looking at next week, I want to be thinking, it's like, okay, so if I'm going to be getting up at this time in the morning and doing this new morning routine and doing this workout and then okay, what does Monday need to look at? So I'm going to look at my calendar on Monday and see, like, I'm going to future pace into this. Like, how is Monday going to look with all these new things going on? And that's typically going to shore up some things that I haven't thought about. Like, for one, it's like, okay, I'm doing this diet. Okay, so, you know, I should probably do some food prep this Sunday. So block out time on Sunday to, like, make sure I've gotten the groceries and, you know, have done whatever prep is going to make it easy for me to be successful during the week. So that's really where I want our mindset to be right now, is to make sure you've given your list several once-overs, gotten some feedback on it, and are setting up our first week for success. I'll also be, personally, I like to use a habit tracking app. I'll make some posts in the Slack group about that. Great. So now I want to take some time and just talk about some of the principal mindsets of the List program, how this program has built and evolved, and what we focus on that makes it very effective. So first, a very core principle is that this is the practice of moving from reactivity to responsibility. And reactivity being like, oh, okay, I just had an idea, or someone just sent me an email, and okay, that's what takes priority right now, so I'm going to respond to that. Like, you know, my nervous system like motivates me to like get up and go with that, versus responsibility, which is having perspective on what my priorities are in life, what's most important, and therefore treating anything that arises in any moment in relationship to that. Now, a really good model to leverage in this case is System 1, System 2. And so if you've come across the book Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow by Daniel Kahneman, this is he's the one that kind of introduced this model to the world with his work in biases and heuristics. But I think this is a very elegant and simple model. And so basically, if you think of the way our body and mind works, that there is a System 1 in which is very fast, is intuitive, effortless. It comes online immediately in relationship to what's arising. And this can be very good when we're embodied in doing things that require our attention in the moment, such as, like, you know, being in a flow state and doing sports and driving a car, you know, in conversation. It's like our System 1 is very reliable for working on the fly. Now compare that with System 2, which is our slow mind. If we think fast and we think slow, System 2 is our slow, rational, reasonable, patient, constructed mind. This is where we are actually taking time so that we're not in a sympathetic fight or flight state, but we have perspective, we have access to our life beyond this moment. And this is where really good thinking happens, is with system two. This is where responsible thinking happens. And so how are we doing that with the list? Well, by taking all of the items in our life that we want to do, by actually taking time to build this list, we are engaging our system two. We're looking around, we're thinking through, we're checking in with other people and building a list that's based on, you know, our principles, based on where we're headed, based on our perspective. And so then we're going to set up our life so that our system one can actively, creatively engage with all of these things. And so this is a very important practice that we're fostering here with the list, of knowing how to appropriately leverage our system two, and so that we don't always just have to be in reactivity, which, you know, if we look at solving the world's problems right now, it's not about just reacting to the latest fire over here and just assuming that that's, you know, this the fault of this thing or another thing. It's about actually, you know, being an adult is about standing back, looking at what's most important and rank prioritizing, and then getting to work and, you know, taking the bull by the horns and solving the problems in the way that they can be solved. All right, so moving on. The next principle is one that you've probably come across before. This is a growth mindset, which is differentiated from a fixed mindset, where a fixed mindset is just like, well, these are the cards that have been dealt to me, and that's just who I am, and, you know, that ain't going to change. And it's often subconscious and generating limiting self-beliefs, in that we don't actually give ourselves the opportunity to learn more, to be more impactful, to engage more, because we've put ourselves in a mindset of, no, this is all that I'm capable of doing. It's good, like, think about like when you were a kid and you're like, no, I don't eat olives or tomatoes or da 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 da, you know, I only eat mac and cheese. Imagine if you had just stuck with that mindset and, you know, you'd still be eating mac and cheese today, as opposed to like becoming more flexible. And so a growth mindset is understanding that we are evolving, growing human beings, and that we are capable of behavioral development. And so I want to offer you the most elegant, simple model around behavioral development that has been useful for me and is a mindset that we're going to be leveraging through this program. You may have come across this one before, but it starts with unconscious incompetence, that with all specific skills, behaviors, abilities that we may want to improve, we start in a place of not being aware that we're not good at it. Right? I think of the example of avalanche awareness living out here in Colorado and going backcountry skiing. It's like, when I first moved out here, it's like, oh, sure, I had heard of avalanches and they're scary and stuff. But, you know, me and my buddies just kind of like, oh, you drive up to the mountain, you hike up there and you go down, and isn't that fine? And it's like, ooh, that's a dangerous way to be, to not even know that I'm not capable of doing the thing. And of course, if we put this in a work context, it can be very inefficient for leaders to go to operate a business not knowing how to do a whole lot of things. And so the big leap that happens here is moving from being unconsciously incompetent to consciously incompetent, to knowing that I don't know. And so with avalanche awareness, that was the first thing. I took like a afternoon workshop, and that taught me enough to know how much I didn't know. So it scared me into like away from being foolish, and, you know, gave me a glimpse ahead of what was possible if I wanted to get better at this. So conscious incompetence is actually, it's quite important. And that's a stage of self-awareness of where we're actually able to see the opportunities for ourselves. And this is what fuels our growth mindset, is that we see that there's opportunities and that we're going to have to invest and be flexible. And that puts us on the lookout for for more of those opportunities, for the distinctions, for the support, for all the different things that are going to allow us to move forward from conscious incompetence to conscious competence. So conscious competence is we are acquiring this behavior, this new ability, but it doesn't happen on its own. We have to give it regular attention. We have to set up the structures with attention to make sure that the follow-through is what we want it to be. And so with the list practice, in a lot of ways, by like tracking habits, that's a practice of conscious competence, that we are keeping an eye on what we've set ourselves out to do, what we're committing to, and so that we will competently stay in compliance with that. And now with enough practice of doing some cycles in relationship to the list, we get to this very special destination, which is unconscious competence, where we don't have to think about it. We're just good at it. This is mastery, you know, in many cases, or not even mastery. It's just, you know, good skill acquisition, that we've done the reps, and now that you've ridden a bike, you don't have to think about how to ride a bike. You just ride a bike. So that's what we're fostering here. That's the bigger picture goal of the list, is getting to a place where we're doing the requisite rigor to get into a place where things are taking care of themselves. All right, and so the next principle we're working with here is having a scientific or an empirical mindset. And this, I like the expression, good observation is good science. If you can name the movie where that was coined, you get a gold star. So, you know, science isn't everything, but science is an incredible innovation of the human species. And the ability to observe our environment and to learn from it, to do feedback analysis on our experience, so that we can then take that experience and using our system two, our reasonable thinking mind, we can actually move forward in a rational way. So what does that look like with the list? Well, you're going to be hearing me say this often in our calls and in these resources, but whenever I'm setting up a commitment for myself to try on a new habit or to say I'm going to move forward in this project this week, and we're not, again, saying that, oh, that's definitely going to happen. We're committing. We're saying that's what I'm saying I'm going to do this week. But it's not like, oh, you know, okay, I did it, you know, it didn't happen, and so therefore I'm a bad person, and, you know, I shouldn't be trusted ever again, and I shouldn't trust myself. No, it's about reconciling with reality on a regular basis, and I'm going to talk more about that in depth next week of how we renegotiate our commitments and use accountability. But when we're doing any experiment, we want to watch ourselves closely. If I'm setting a commitment, if I'm trying out a new strategy, it's like, okay, my workout plan for this list is, you know, I've got a workout that I'm going to do at home. I'm going to do push-ups 3 times a week. I'm going to track it on the spreadsheet, and that's going to happen at the end of my morning routine before I take a shower and see my first client, right? Okay, that's my proposal. That's my strategy. And now I'm going to put my science cap on, and I'm going to watch what happens. I want to see, you know, if things play out the way I imagined they would. And I'm going to take notes internally or literally. And I want to see, okay, how does reality actually play out against how I thought it would? And that's how we grow. We grow by watching with humility what arises, not with a stick or a carrot. It's like, we watch what's happening so that we can learn more, so that we can celebrate. And, you know, those that have cultivated a lot of anti-fragility in their lives, as in they get stronger through challenge. You know, you want to know what your blind spots are. You want to experience failure because you recognize that failure is a path towards growth. So stay tuned for more talking about, you know, how we be scientists in our path of self-actualization and development. And really, this comes down to self-awareness. And since this is an integral training, this gets to be not just simple, single-minded self-awareness, but four-dimensional self-awareness. And I can't help but take the opportunity to do an integral theory teaching this image. If you're watching the video, is the quadrants that are a part of kind of Wilberian integral theory, if you really want to geek out with me. But it's these simple distinctions between the interior and exterior dimensions of the human experience and the individual and collective dimensions. And so simply that means it's like, you know, there's in the upper left-hand quadrant, there's the subjective, you know, experience, just the interior of an individual experience, and that's what it's like to be me, thoughts, emotions, what arises in my awareness, the phenomenological arising of each moment. And then there's actually what's measurable outside of me, like what's happening in my body, what are the neurons firing in my brain that you could see with a microscope if you were looking at what's happening while I'm having these internal experiences. And then in the lower left, there's the intersubjective quadrant of the we understanding, like what's the mutual understanding about an experience I'm having? And that, you know, what culture was taught to me that I was raised with that helps me make meaning of my experiences. And then finally, in the lower right-hand quadrant, the interobjective, the systemic dimensions. It's like, what are the systems that have been developed by our species that scaffold in our experience, like you know, the tools with which that we share, and you know, the fact that we have like an internet here, that we have infrastructure in many different ways. There's so many different ways to look at the systemic dimensions of reality. So, in having a four-dimensional self-awareness, we want to see how our experience is playing out in all four dimensions like this. Right. And so if I'm doing an experiment and trying on a new habit and I'm looking to improve my diet, well, I'm going to find a system that a structure that might help me with that. Right. I'm going to find like the Whole 30 diet or something like that. And then I'm going to experience what actually happens when I engage this diet. There might be, you know, subjective experiences of, ooh, that those are emotions that I don't normally have to deal with. So I'm going to notice and track that. There could be objective results like, oh, I start losing weight, or I'm getting tired more often, and, you know, things that can be measured about what's happening there. And then there's our mutual understanding, our cultural understanding of these things, and what it means as I, you know, take control of my eating, and how do other people relate to me in that way? Like when I go to a dinner party and I'm like, well, I'm not eating gluten right now, and so-and-so rolls their eyes, or other people are like, ooh, I hear, you know, here's this. So these are all the primordial dimensions of existence that are rich with data for our scientific mind to take advantage of, so that we can continue to become more aware of our growth opportunities and fuel our growth mindset, so that our behavioral development can move into that place of unconscious competence and impeccability in many dimensions in our lives, so that we can act as mature, responsible citizens in this world and not be so prone to reactivity and actually move towards what we're wanting with our lives. All right, so that's all I wanted to cover today, and I hope you have what you need to be getting to a solid place with your list. If you feel like you're behind, don't worry, just set aside some time now, as soon as you can, to catch up. There's not too much stuff to catch up on in prep week. You just need to get your things down onto your list and then start thinking about hitting the ground running on Monday. And I'll be sending you things in the Slack channel as we head in towards week number 2, where it all begins. All right. Thank you. More soon.